This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Who are you looking at, Callum? Who are you looking at?
More social people.
Yes, there's a new person just joined. His name is Kian.
Oh, no, I wasn't looking at him. I met him yesterday.
Oh, who are you looking at?
There's so many new people at the minute.
Yeah, there really is.
Young.
They're all young.
Like myself.
Yeah. You're gorgeous.
Thanks very much. My friend Maddie has been listening to the podcast. They live in Sweden.
Sweden.
And
Sweden.
Sweden. And first I just sent them the pod to listen to because I was talking about like the TikTok holes and like the YouTube shorts and like the whatever. And okay, so basically they listen to the show at about like 7 PM at night.
Okay.
And they like live text their thoughts to me.
And they listen to the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So they'll be listening to this, hey Mads. And they got me really good yesterday.
Go on.
They were like, oh, I have something to ask you and like I don't know if it's like a bit too short notice asking this or like no pressure at all if there's like nothing you can do about this, but just wanted to check, would you know of any competitions I can enter into to win some IMC cinema passes?
I'm loving the slag spin discourse.
It was so good.
From Sweden.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Wow.
Now, like Maddie's Irish, yeah. But living in Sweden.
Well
but
done,
I was like, fuck, I hope I can help with this. Like, I hope it's something that I can assist with.
And as you'll hear on the show, many chances for
there's
everyone.
There's only one chance per day.
If you're sound on the golden ticket, we'll give you two.
Yeah, you keep doing that. And I don't have any cinema passes to give away in the
I've
minute.
I've only done it twice.
In the last week.
You're like a bank in the recession. Just like promising this stuff you can't deliver.
Waiting for them to print some more.
Yeah, well, if only they could.
Yeah.
Just print more money.
I was in a meeting yesterday and Lauren, who worked in 98 Marketing, was already sat down. We were about 5 minutes late
to
the meeting.
It's Insular podcast.
I know, it's like people can paint a picture of who these people are. So I was going from another meeting with Nick and Lucy, who works in our marketing team, into this
Shout out, Lucy. We love you.
The maddest one
Nick,
in the world.
Not much to say.
No, he's boring.
I love you, Nick.
And we went into the meeting and no one was really talking. And Lucy was like, Callum, look what Lauren's got there. I want to have a guess of what she's putting on her lips. And I was like, is that nipple cream? And everyone was like, how the hell did you know that?
Yes.
And I was...
He's a feminist
because
icon.
It, like, the bottle was laid flat on the table, but I couldn't... It was face down, so it was just, like, the ingredients there. Yeah. And I was like... That's the way we like to work.
Apply our nipple cream.
That's from Timber. Face down, booty up. That's the way we like to work. It was slicker than an oil spill. She
that
said
was
she
the
won't.
Joke,
yeah,
Callum.
I know, but I'm singing along. I love
But let Callum rap.
I know.
No,
Timber.
Okay. Oh, he doesn't rap anymore.
Not anymore. I've retired.
Okay.
But I recognised the purple bottle and I was like, if this isn't nipple cream, it'll make me look like a right pervert.
Dirty bastard.
That's funny.
But it was.
And it was. And everyone was like, Callum, how did you know?
Fiona brings in her nipple cream to use on her lips every day.
And her nipples.
And her nipples.
I have a little rub of those.
It's so weird when you just make eye contact with her and she's just making circles with her nipples.
Yeah, but...
And her tongue out like...
I don't see you looking away, Dave, okay?
It's hard not to. It's hypnotic.
What are you going to do? It's the clockwork motion. 1038. Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hey, good morning. 7:03. Happy Wednesday to you. All right, here we go. Roll call. Roll call. Fiona Frawley.
Unsure.
Callum Farmer.
Here, sir.
David Hammond. Here. Emma Nolan. Cool. Go on. Give us all the details. Give us all the dirty details.
Do you remember last week we were kind of giving Emma some jip because she was becoming really boring and not doing gigs anymore?
Yes.
She was looking after two dogs and a baby.
Yes.
Whilst we were all at Dua Lipa.
Yes.
Well, Emma had the chance. Emma had a chance to redeem herself yesterday because she was going to Noah Kahan at Marley Park, a gig very close to her house, and she loves Noah Kahan.
And to her heart.
Absolutely.
And to her heart. I woke up this morning to a text from Emma Nolan at midnight.
Oh, no.
Hey, I left Noah probably about six songs early.
Oh, no.
And I've been on the toilet ever since.
Oh.
Not feeling too great. We'll let you know how I'm getting on. So poor old Emma
Why are you telling us this?
Well.
That's disgusting.
Because.
Emma's got the scutters.
Because. If you think about it, she went to Noah Kahan, and what's the one song that we all know from Noah
Kahan? Stick Season.
Stick Season. She missed Stick Season.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like she's got Bleeding Stick Season.
Because I've checked the set list, it's the last song that he plays,
and she's gone. Surely. He wouldn't be opening with that.
The last song is dirty.
He'd have to, though.
You think?
Unless he just plays it on a loop.
I'd like say Maniac. He should play it every four songs.
I think that's good, just to keep the kid interested. Like, we have lower attention spans these days.
So, literally. I apologise to Emma for letting the entire city know that she isn't very well, but I'm sure she would be saying this on the show.
It's not what you think. It's the other thing.
It's much worse.
It's not the scutters. It's the other thing.
It's the kidneys.
It's the kidneys.
It's the pesh.
It's the pesh. Spins
on. You've got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Can't promise that this is going to be the last time we talk about this, but I will just apologise for talking about it so much, because it's kind of been, I feel like it's been a real thing of the show, especially at this time.
Yeah.
For the last week, I want to say. We are talking about Tiny Chef.
Oh, he's made his mark on us.
I think we talked about him basically the exact same time yesterday. Our bad if you're on the way to work, it's the same time.
And also off air, we just do the voice all the time. It's hard not to.
You see, if you don't know, Tiny Chef was this Nickelodeon show. And he was like...
Say it properly.
Tiny Chef?
It was a what show?
Blickalolian.
Thank you.
Okay, the reason we're doing that is because that's how he speaks. He's a TV character on a kids show called Tiny Chef, and basically he helps out a chef make dinners. Tiny Chef is a cartoon character.
It's like a claymation.
Yeah, basically. And he kind of talks like this, a little bit. And he was unfortunately cancelled. Not like cancel culture.
Woke up mad these days. Can't even be a tiny chef.
The show was cancelled. And it was this huge kind of viral video clip on Twitter. And he, as I said, he talks like this. And they put up a video of him realising that his show was cancelled. And we fell in love with him. Have a listen.
Yes. I've heard it like 98 times now, and it actually just gets better.
I've watched it that many times. I love it so, so much.
Oh, it's amazing. But it's just so smart by them.
It's
because
brilliant.
It's now so many people who never even knew what Tiny Chef was and are then, like, we are rooting for you, little fella.
I love him so much. And then last week, like, I was watching that video nonstop on Twitter. That was fantastic. And I was just like, oh, I just can't believe he's cancelled, even though I've never watched the show before. None of us have ever watched it.
No.
And we're obsessed with it. And so then Emma Nolan yesterday brought us an update on him to say, like, you know, he's still kind of uploading on Instagram and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's trying to stay busy.
Yeah, trying to stay, I suppose, relevant, maybe potentially come back as the show.
So.
But then Emma brought to us some clips of Tiny Chef singing.
Okay.
Just random songs like this.
We love Lord.
Okay, tomorrow we are all bringing our own songs in the style of Tiny Chef. So we decided, why don't we do that?
Yeah.
Why don't we bring our own style of songs in the style of Tiny Chef?
Tiny Chef.
I'm wondering what you have up your sleeve, because you, I have to say, you are fantastic at these Tiny Chef impression.
Shut up. Really?
Glencil?
Sorry, Dave's never gave me a compliment. She's shy. Okay. I know in the past I've gone like a bit rogue with songs, so I've tried to do ones that are relevant to spin. Okay, so will I just go?
Please.
You're blacking me blow. Of the blow, black. Blam, blam, blam. Blam, blam. Blam, blam, blam. Lay from your time. We lay. Lay from the cloud. Lay it down. Thank you.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I have.
Can we say what the song was?
Oh, go.
I think it's clear.
Alex Warren?
No, blank. Lord?
Is it ordinary?
Ordinary. Alex Warren, ordinary.
Okay, thank you. Here we go. Now you're thinking about me? Every night, Oh, isn't that sweet? I guess so. So you can sleep. Baby, I know. It's a real espresso. Move it up, down, left, right, oh.
Ooh.
Twist it up like Nintendo.
Oh, wow.
So you can sleep. Baby, I know. That sent me espresso.
And the amount of people are turning off.
No.
Okay, guys, give us one more. Give
right
us one
now. More. Okay, I'm kind of going with a chef theme.
Oh,
okay,
please.
Because he works in a hospitality industry. Blade, blow, blee, blee, blow, blee, blow. Blee, 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 blow. Blee, blow, blee, blee, blow, blee, blow. Blue, play, blee, la, blue, blue. Hello, what you wait, ma'am, mom, mom. Hello, what you want, say, oh, the lamp, and bum, 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 blood to flow.
I'm in a fever dream.
I know what the worst bits are going to be anyway on Friday. That was wonderful.
Thankfully, I will not be in the country. I haven't talked about it half as much as you two did when you went off on your holidays,
that's
just because
that's
not how I like to play it. But after the show today and after we finish up our bits and pieces, I'm heading to Dublin's airport.
Ooh.
Dublin City's airport to head on me holidays to Sicilia.
Sicilia?
Yes. Am I worried about the heat wave?
Is there a heat wave over there?
Yeah, there's a heat wave all across France, Spain and Italy is also affected.
Okay.
So I'm not going to be doing great, but I don't need to wait till I get over there to not do great, because I was having an absolute banger last night trying to get organised. Obviously, I leave everything to violently the last minute. Now, last night, I actually had to go to an event in Dundrum.
I saw that, yeah.
The launch of a festival that I'll be performing my show at. Shout out, thank you so much, Fun Drum Festival. Not sure how they came up with the name, but it is inspired.
And her show, she means she's a comedian, she actually does shows.
Yeah, no, I literally do. So I had to do that and I had to film a few bits for that. And then I had been trying to like get a few things done like during the day before I went. I did the second layer of fake tan, washed my hair, all that stuff. But I did come home and I had to pack.
Okay.
And I had to make some cards for... I'm going over with my two friends. They're already over there. And I'm asking them to be my bridesmaids. They already guessed that they were bridesmaids before. Everyone who's my bridesmaid was like, oh, I'm bridesmaid, am I? So I did. There's no need to do any like ceremonial asking. But I still like made them little cards and stuff. So that was happening last night. Packing. It was all getting a bit crazy. I was having to shower off the second layer of fake tan. I was leaving that to the end just so it permeated the skin and just so Italians don't think I'm violently ill. And then we were getting into hairy territory at this stage. We were getting into 1 a.m. And
ooh,
I said to, which is the perfect time, in my opinion, to turn to your life partner and say, where's my passport? And for him to say, I don't know where, I'm not sure where your passport is, Fiona. Yeah, so I haven't been to, as I aforementioned, Dublin's airport since November. We went to Paris. And he was like, surely you've had it since then. And I was like, I actually don't think I have. So Dwayne was like, don't worry about it. You keep packing. I'll look for your passport. Because he knew I was rattled at this stage.
And this is at 1 a.m.
I could hear.
God.
Well, actually, it probably started at about 20 to 1. But it did. It took a while. I could hear him like clanging around the office, like emptying drawers, emptying.
You know,
like
I wake up most mornings and I'm like, oh, I didn't get any sleep. But I guarantee you Fiona got less.
I thought you were going to say you wake up every morning and you're like, I didn't get any sleep, but at least I know where my passport is. Because I feel like everyone in who works on our show would be people who know where their passport is.
Oh, hell yeah.
But not me. I never cease to amaze myself how unorganized I am. So yeah, Dwayne's looking around. I'm like, it's class how I'm actually not going to Sicily. And I'm just like not really addressing that yet, but I'm just continuing to pack all these bandanas that I have for the holiday. And I was remembering a few weeks ago on the show, you were actually away, Dave. We did a whole thing about like where do you keep your passport. Emma was saying she kept hers in her underwear drawer. Callum was saying for a while he went rogue and had it on his kitchen table just because he was back and forth to the UK quite a lot.
Fair enough.
On business, visiting his mum. And I was like, yeah, this is gas, all the while obviously not thinking where mine is at all. We got some mad calls in of just like the really specific weird places where people leave them, and that's all fine. And then we had this one woman, Denny, call, who we all gave absolute abuse because this is where she left her passport.
I keep mine in the car, if it makes any sense. Mine, my husband's and my baby's. I don't know, I'm very paranoid, and I said that in case someone is going to break into our house and they would steal them, we are going to be done. But my car is very old, like it's 2011. Nobody's going to break into it, so I guess it's the safest place.
Sorry. Denny. Okay. I presume
the exact reaction we had.
I presume you told her that... You're much more likely to break into a car than
a house. We didn't know where to start. We were just like, I hope it's in the glove compartment and not like hanging from the mirror like a little air freshener. Like, I hope it's somewhere safe, Denny. We thought that was absolutely unhinged.
That is
and
mad.
I was like, Jesus, stadia. We're getting into danger zone at about 1:10 this morning. And Dwayne was like, I heard him like open the front door to go out and check the car.
Mm.
And he comes back in and he just like threw it on the bed.
Oh, thank God.
My passport was in the glove compartment.
Wow.
Why?
I was going to ask, why?
I will never know. Why was it there? He was like, did you need it for the NCT or something? I was like, I don't know. But I have it now. It's a... It's in my other bag out there. I should actually have it strapped to my forehead.
You really should. You need to get one of those little chains with it.
I do. But yeah, problem solved, mystery averted. Denny, actually not a bad place to keep the
congratulations,
passport.
You're going on holiday.
I'm going on holidays.
I keep mine in my luggage.
Oh.
And it's always there.
That's so
whenever
smart.
I get the luggage out, the passport's in there.
That's incredible.
I know. I think it's the smartest thing about me.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Is
that
me? Awful, awful, Fiona.
You need to do a retake.
That was just horrendous.
Sorry, guys.
Can we?
Well, okay. Deep breath.
No, I got it.
Because you're on holiday mode and you need to get your head in the game.
Really, seriously.
Guys, no, I have it.
This is ridiculous. Okay, you ready?
Sorry, yeah.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Even still.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's... You're not coming back right after your holiday.
This is why I booked such a short time off, because I'm like, they're going to come back and they'll be like, you no longer work here.
Okay. That's what happened to the other one.
Welcome on in to the greatest radio game of all time. All right, this is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's my favourite time of the week. I absolutely love it.
Same, girl.
Who is on to play? It's Cian. Cian, how are you?
Not too bad, and yourself?
Ah, sure, listen, absolutely fine. How's your day looking?
Oh, not too bad.
Off to work?
Yeah.
What do you do, Cian?
Cian's giving nothing.
Nothing.
Working a builder in Dublin.
Builder. Very good. We need more of
them. We love a trade.
We love a trade. All right, Cian, let's see if we can get you some IMC Cinema passes. Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Have you heard this game before, Cian?
Yeah.
All right, that's what I like to hear. It's a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. I'm going to ask you something like name something in space. You're going to hear three beeps, Cian. Answer on the third beep. If you say the moon and I have the moon written down, then you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down. Everyone you get right, you'll win an IMC Cinema Pass. As I said, 5 up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. And you listening, play along wherever you are, in the car or kitchen or wherever. Just, you know, and let us know how you do. All right, Cian, are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go with round one. Cian, name any female singer.
Wow.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter. And I have written down Tate McRae.
Oh, by the skin of your teeth, Cian.
Very
because
close.
He is a favourite, or she's a favourite of Dave's.
We've just played Sabrina Carpenter as well, so I'm very surprised that Dave didn't write that down. And happy birthday to Tate McRae. She turned 22 yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday to Tate.
Now, listen, Fiona has a very important question for you, Cian.
Cian, you have one cinema pass in the bag, IMC. Would you like to keep playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, like very good.
Playing. All right, let's go for 2 IMC cinema passes. Round 2. Cian, name any colour.
Blue.
Blue. Keane's going for the standard answers.
Yeah.
And I respect it.
Dangerous game.
Dangerous game.
Yeah,
but to be fair, I have written down green.
Oh, beautiful, peaceful colour for you. I wouldn't have thought you'd have gone for that. Very good. Keane, that is two IMC cinema passes in the bag. Would you like to keep playing?
Do I lose the cinema pass if I don't win the third round?
If you say
the same thing as Dave, you will lose the cinema passes. But you know what? I think you'd be grand.
Oh, potentially.
I think I'll quit playing now.
You think you'll quit?
Second
world. Two IMC cinema passes.
You've obviously got a date planned tonight, have you?
Bye.
All right, Keane. Well, you have guaranteed yourself two IMC cinema passes. Let's see how you would have got on with the rest of the questions.
Yeah, we're playing just for fun now.
Absolutely.
Keane's playing a safe. I bet you have a pension, do you?
He's a good saver. All right, Keane. Round three would have been name any breakfast cereal.
Special K.
Special K, and I writ down Rice Krispies.
Could have been three.
Let's see how you would have done in round four.
Three's a crowd, says Keane.
Keane, name any TV show and movie streaming platform.
Oh.
That's a tricky one.
Now TV.
Now TV. And I wrote down Disney Plus.
Oh. He could have got all the
way. I like the way you play, Keane.
And the fifth round would have been name any county in Ireland beginning with C.
Oh, no, that's hard.
Cavan.
And I wrote down Cork!
He
would have done five IMC cinema passes.
Guys, how did I forget about Cork? I was like, there's only Cavan.
The Cavan man has decided, no, he doesn't want to go any further and save the two IMC cinema
passes. You're dead bloody right, Bakeen. You still got the Cavan mention on air, which is what we love. I was saying, you are from Cavan, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'll help you buy it.
I love it. Keane, congratulations. Two IMC cinema passes on the way to you. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Keane.
See ya. Bye.
I do love him as well, but two IMC cinema passes is crazy.
No, it's wild. The stakes are we love the game, but they're not high. If you need someone to go to the cinema with tonight, I'm just saying.
Why do you enter? I need two IMC cinema passes, that's all
and
I
that's
need.
That's my lot, then I'm out. Forget your game. 1038. Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hey, good morning. What's happening? How are you? It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. 5 minutes past eight on the 2nd of July, 2025. What's happening? Just myself and Fiona.
It is.
How are you?
And what are we going to talk about?
I know, Emma's not here.
You're awkward. Alex was talking just there about a Wimbledon, and I was telling you yesterday that my mom and my brother were in the queue to get in and hopefully see a bit of tennis.
Yes. I didn't realise they were actually going yesterday.
Yeah, they were in the queue. Like, I was getting live updates from her yesterday morning. So they got in eventually. And oh my God, I felt so sorry for my mom.
Do you know what time they got in? Because they were queuing from like, 5:30 or something?
Yeah, 10 to 5. I think they might have got in around like 12.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which actually isn't the worst in the scale of things. Like,
matches have started at 11, but mainly the big matches are on 1:30.
Yes. So she got in and I felt really sorry for her. Like, all the courts, you couldn't get into any of the courts. Like, everything was like full of spectators. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And so she was kind of just rambling around and she was like, Michael can see some things because he's tall, but I can't really see anything.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh my God, like, get me a helicopter over there to get her out. But this is the worst thing of all, okay? So she gets in there and there's more cues for everything. She can't see any tennis. Yeah. She's just roaming around.
Oh no.
And she queued up to get a fizzy mineral, okay? She wanted a fizzy drink, hot day. And she gets the top of the queue and she wanted the fizzy drink that it comes in a red can. And she doesn't like any diets and she doesn't like any zeros.
Okay.
And she was like, can I have Coke, please? And they were like, we only have diet or zero. And she was like, I don't like them. And they were like, in Wimbledon, we only sell diet or zero beverages.
Stop.
No full fat fizzy to be had on the grounds of Wimbledon.
But you get strawberries and cream and alcohol and everything.
I was like, get back in the queue. Zero's not too bad. Like, and yeah, she said, in fairness, it wasn't. But like, what a weird rule.
God, your mom is so relatable.
She's a relatable
girl. Going to Wimbledon and only drinking full fat Coke.
She's just like you.
All right, this morning on the show, we want to know, when have your parents been unnecessarily strict? Mm-hmm. And listen, if my parents are listening, I am sorry, I'm going to call you out on this.
Yeah.
But sometimes they were unnecessarily strict. And if you know my parents, don't be going telling them this, right?
No, don't be a rat.
Don't be a rat. Man be getting into the hospital now this morning and all the patients be like, and your son was telling me this and that. Don't be at it. Leave her alone. If she doesn't know, she doesn't know. But sometimes my parents were unnecessarily strict. Yeah. We've all had that, you know, Mom, can I go to this party? And she's like, no. Why? Because I said so. Mom, can I, you know, can I have this sweet? No, you can't have your dinner. You haven't had your dinner and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? But this story that I'm about to tell you, I kind of can't believe I haven't told this story on the show before. So, Mom obviously used to like, you know, get us out of the house, want us out of the house. So she'd bring us swimming sometimes down to the local leisure centre, right?
Love it.
And so she'd bring me and my little sister. And her and my little sister would obviously take longer to get ready.
Yeah.
And so I would be out well before they were after the swimming.
Yeah.
And so I'd be just chilling. And I'd be like an annoying little kid. I'd be talking to everyone. Do you know what I mean? Everyone. Anyone who'd listen, I'd be talking to.
Aww.
So up I was at the reception desk of the leisure centre being like, and how's your day? Any crack? Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God!
Now, I was obviously I was only like a child. I think it was maybe, let's say I was about 10. Okay,
you're like, get this lad on spin.
Yeah, you won't shut up. So I was talking to the receptionist guy who like ran the gym and ran the swimming pool, and I was like, "How's your day?" And all. I still remember this so clearly. I just remember, what are you listening to at the moment?
Shut up!
I was the weird kid. I talked to everyone.
What? Sorry, how old were you? This
about
is 10. So cute.
About 10,
what like, are you listening what to? Are you listening to?
Because obviously I only had like radio and like CDs and stuff like that. But I didn't have any CDs. So I was like, what's cool? Like,
what
are the young people listening to these days, even though I was 10?
It's the 2000s, any games on your phone.
Yeah, exactly. So I went up to him and I was like, oh, how are you? What's cracking? What are you listening to? Like, what are you listening to these days? And he said, well, the new 50 Cent album has just come out. Get Rich or Die Trying, it's called. And I said, 50 Cent? Tell me more, sir. I have never heard.
Not the full euro, no?
I've never heard of this man. And so he said, yeah, I've been listening to it for the last week.
Oh my God.
It's fantastic. And I was like, wow, that sounds great. And I said, do you have a CD player here? He said, no, but I have the actual CD. He said, do you want to borrow it?
Shut up.
For a week.
Stop.
Because I was always swimming. We went swimming every like Wednesday or something like that. Do you know what I mean? So he goes, do you want to borrow it?
Stop.
And I was like, oh my God, yes, please.
Oh my God.
But on the thing is there's a little sticker called parental advisory.
Explicit content.
And you know when you try and go into the GameStop and get GTA and they'd be like, no, sorry, you need an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
He was a responsible leisure centre receptionist for some reason. And he was like...
a valiant role
exactly.
In society.
Like, I'll just check with your mum first, just to make sure that's like obviously
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, yeah, sure, no bother. So my mum comes out the dressing room and I said, mom, let's say his name is Darren. I was like, Darren's going to lend me a CD.
Defo was Darren. Yeah. He's
giving
was Darren.
Like, oh, right, okay, that's nice of you, Darren. What's the CD? He said, it's Get Rich or Die Trying. And 50 Cent.
By and this tattooed man in a do-rag.
This man who talks about on the back of the album how he got shot 9 times.
Yeah.
And how he is a genuine gangster. Right? And has songs like P.I.M.P.
Yeah, perfect for drawing a letter or something.
Yeah, exactly. So Mam says, okay, listen, Darren, thank you very much for offering this for the week. I will take the CD, but David, I'm going to listen to it first. So she took the CD. I was 10 years old.
Oh my God.
She took the CD and went home and listened to it in her car without me. Without me.
I hope she lowered down the seat. A little bit.
Turn up the bass.
Yeah.
She listened to the entire 50 Cent Get Rich or Die Trying, which includes songs like P.I.M.P. and Candy Shop.
Oh, yeah.
And she came back in the house and she went, David, no chance.
Oh my God.
And the next day went back to the receptionist and gave it to Darren. She said, not a chance.
Sorry, I'm obsessed with every part of this. Like, little 10-year-old, like, not grown into his head yet, Dave. Being so, like, what are you listening to?
We want to know, when have your parents been unnecessarily strict? And I generally find this story incredibly funny now. But at the time, I was like, why, Mom? I just want to be a PIMP. 087-711-1038. That's our number. WhatsApp voice notice. When have your parents been unnecessarily strict? Now, I was just asking you, actually, when have your parents been unnecessarily strict? All right. Reason being for this is that I remember the story during the week of basically a 50 Cent album that a guy in the leisure centre who I used to frequent said, hey, do you want to borrow it for a week? And because I was asking about music and things like that. And I said, yeah, I've never heard of 50 Cent. Please give me the album Get Rich or Die Trying so I can get rich or die trying.
Age 10.
Exactly. And then my mum came out of the dressing room and she was like, oh, well, I'll listen to the album first before you do, David. And I'll see if it's, you know, suitable or not.
Yeah.
And the album, you know, contains songs like PIMP and Candy Shop. And she thus decided, hey, David, this is not for a 10-year-old. No chance in hell you're ever listening to this. Wait till you're 18.
Horrendous.
Exactly.
So, gives it back to Darren with a heel through the CD.
She does, yeah. And she said, we will never be back. So we are asking you on the show this morning, when have your parents been unnecessarily strict? 087 711 1038. Voice notes are welcome. Eckhart has been on.
But in South Africa, you used to get Pokemon like Tazos that you could collect and then chip packages. And then my parents received an email at work, some scam email that all Pokemons are from the devil and it's demonic and whatever. So they came home.
Oh my God.
And told me to give me all my Tazos, which was like 2 5-liter ice cream tubs full of them.
No.
And they cut them all in half right in front of me and said that it's from the devil. So yeah, there you go.
Oh God, Edgar,
no,
I'm
that's
so sorry.
Awful.
I like the thought of measuring things in ice cream tubs though.
That is an excellent measurement.
Like how many?
And told me to give me all my Tazos, which was like 2 5-liter ice cream tubs full of them. And they cut them all in half right in front of me and said that it's from the devil. So yeah, there you go. Oh,
they must God. Have been there hours.
Like, did you ever see The Water Boy? You're like,
no.
My mama said football is the devil. Eckhart, I'm so sorry. You're poor Tazza.
Sorry, that is traumatic for sitting there while every single one of them is cut. Like, that must take, honestly, I'm going to say, more than a day.
That's so unfair, Eckhart. I'm so sorry that happened to you. What about you? Have your parents ever been strict?
I have a few ones from me, ma, because you're the oldest as well, weren't you? So it's kind of like
yeah.
You always get it the worst. But this is something that sticks out for me so much. So when I was about 10... my mom used to always like buy me loads of books, just kind of, you know, I was into it, so that was crazy. And she got me this book, Bart Simpson's Guide to Life. I don't know if anyone remembers this book.
I have seen this book before.
Yeah,
green book.
And I think it was the first time I became like really obsessed with something.
Read the description.
A wee handbook for the perplexed.
Was this written in Louth?
A wee handbook.
A wee handbook.
For the perplexed. And I can't even remember what was in the book, but something was in there that my mom goes, no, you can't have that anymore. And she took it off me. And I was honestly having withdrawals. I was like, where's the book? I was like sweating, like pulling up every drawer, trying to find it. I found it years later. I'd say I was like 16.
Yeah.
I found it in this random drawer. And honestly, I never got to finish it. I was devastated. I remember she also didn't let me go to youth club.
Why?
Which is like the most wholesome thing you can do as a child.
In Shankill.
Age 13. I was like, I really want to go to the youth club, which was in the church hall. And she said, absolutely not.
I wanted to go to one of the Finglas and Mom said no as well. Why wouldn't
like,
they let us go to youth clubs?
They're probably like playing like Here I Am, Lord, on an acoustic guitar. No youth club. And then this one's kind of normal. I wasn't allowed to get the bus to Wes. I had to get dropped at the door. Wes,
yeah,
the teenage disco.
We were the same. We were picked up from everything. Which,
terrible
to be fair, was
track.
Actually quite
That's
good.
Normal. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Casey was on 087-711-1038. When have your parents been unnecessarily strict?
My dad, when I was, I would say teenager, but I like 13, 14, 15, 16. Mind you, I finished school when I was 16, like did my leaving cert and was finished school at 16.
What?
And if I went out with my friends, he would make me text him every hour on the hour. So if I went out at 20 past 4 in the evening, at 20 past 5, I had to text him, just say, I'm okay.
20 past 6, 20 past 7.
Aww.
So on and so forth. And I was probably home by 9 o'clock, half nine, something like that. My mum was so laxy-daisy, like, my mum and dad aren't together. My mum was so like, yeah, come home at 10, whatever. My dad was like, every hour, on the hour, you're to text me, tell me you're okay. And then if I didn't, I would get, he'd wait like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then call me and be like, you didn't text me. And I go, oh, I'm so sorry, like, I was blah blah blah. Yeah, I don't care, come home.
Oh my god.
And then depending on how long you waited for me to text him back would depend on if I'd get grounded or not.
No way.
Unnecessary. And even my dad and my stepmom, now at my ripe old age of 25, tell me we were way too strict on you. My two younger brothers get away with murder.
Oh, that's unreal that your parents admit that. My parents would never admit that. They'd be like, no, we just cared. Well, sorry, we loved you, David.
No, my mom does. She always apologises after a few drinks. That was terrible of me. And sorry, what were you doing going out at 4:20? I'd be texting you as well. Every hour, being like, what made you go out that specific time?
20 past time? 4. Yeah. All right, so voice notice. When have your parents been unnecessarily strict? 087 711 1038. The weekend. Dancing in the Flames. We are never allowed to do that either. It's Spin. She's on Spin 103, summer's number one hit music station, where we want to send you to Tomorrowland. We're going to do that in a couple of minutes. But first, we've been talking on the show this morning about the time your parents have been unnecessarily strict. Mm-hmm. I was telling you about a time where, when I was like 10 years old, and I was at the local like leisure centre, and the receptionist was so cool. While I waited for my mum and sister to get out of the changing room, I was just chatting to him about like music and things like that. And he was like, I have this new 50 Cent CD, Get Rich or Die Trying. Do you want to borrow it for a week and you can bring it back to me? And mum was like, I'm going to listen to that first before you do.
Yeah.
Because they had songs like PIMP and Candy Shop on it. She was like, I'm going to listen to it. So she listened to it in the car on her own and then came into the house and went, no chance you're ever listening to that.
He 100% did that as punishment to your mom for leaving her like chatty 10-year-old boy unattended to waffle the ear off him. He was like, I'm going to give him the worst CD I have.
Yeah, my bad. So we've been asking you, when have your parents been unnecessarily strict? Kieran, tell us the time when your parents were unnecessarily strict.
So when I was 11, I got a brand new Sony Ericsson, one of those Walkman phones with the top-notch speakers on there.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a good idea to go to Jamster. I don't know if you remember that website for the ringtones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, rings a bell.
So I downloaded Akon Smack That.
Yes.
Which was not really appropriate for an 11-year-old. Smack that all on the floor. Smack that till you get
sore. Smack that till you get sore. Smack that so. So that was your ringtone, Kieran?
Yes, when I was 11, that was my ringtone.
Stop.
And what did they say?
So it lasted about 20 minutes. I was really excited to show my mum my new ringtone, so I got her to ring me.
Oh my gosh.
The phone was immediately snatched out of my hand.
No! And was this back in the day when like a ringtone cost like €2?
Oh,
whatever?
Yeah, I think
that's
I paid like €5 for that ringtone.
No!
Oh my god.
You're like, I need this, mom.
Kieran, we've all been there. We've all been there. I appreciate it. Have a great day, man.
Thank you, guys. You too.
Good luck. So good. Do you know what I keep thinking as well? After the 50 Cent story that my man wouldn't let me listen to album, he's playing Longitude on Sunday and Spin is going to be there with Spin's house party stage. I might sneak off, watch some 50 Cent, not even tell my man.
Take that, mom.
Take that, mom.
You're not the boss of me anymore.
Stephen's on as well. Stephen, tell us, when have your parents been unnecessarily strict or when were they?
Well, I suppose looking back now that I'm a parent, I probably understand it a bit. I actually probably find it a bit cringe now.
But
at the time, I probably felt it was on I probably felt it was unnecessarily strict. I'd say when I was in my late teens, I would have had, you know, back in the Lad Mag era, it's gone now, but I would have had a few posters up on the wall.
Oh, would you?
And I would have, yeah. No, they weren't too bad, you know, but they were bad enough, like, and I would have had a younger brother who I shared a room with, and he was 7 years younger than me, and but they were up for it. They were up for a good year or two before my. They were up for a good year or two before my mum said to me, "No, they're inappropriate. You've got a younger brother. You need to take them down." And I'm saying it, but sure, they've been up for a year or so now. Like, so what's the problem?
He's
like,
you know.
If there's any damage done, it's already
done.
Now. Like,
it's done. Yeah.
But in hindsight, I'm to blame for the reason. For a couple of years later, he got caught ordering naughty movies on the Skybox. So maybe that was my fault because
of that. Oh my gosh. Jeez, there was no hiding back then. See, it's all online these days, Stephen.
Exactly. Stephen, thank you so much.
No problem. Cheers.
Have a good day.
Good
luck. Here we go.
This has been What's Going On. Good morning. All right, 10 to 9. Very exciting thing on the show this morning and all this week. We've been teaming up with Coca-Cola to give you the chance to win the most unforgettable experience at Tomorrowland in Belgium.
That is right. Shared experiences are what the summer is all about, don't you know? So share a Coke with your best mates at some of the biggest festivals in Europe. Okay, this unbelievable prize that we are giving away includes 3-day access to Tomorrowland, accommodation with breakfast, transfers for the hotel and festival, plus €600 to sort out your flights.
So, so cool. So at the end of this phone call that we're literally about to make, someone is going to Tomorrowland, and on to play is both Sam and Johnny. How are you, Sam?
I'm good, guys. Thanks.
What's the story with you for the day?
Well, I'm off work today, so I set my alarm for this because this is my bucket list dream.
Oh, really? Oh my God,
so I am here to play.
All right, well, I'm praying for you. I really and truly am.
Oh, thanks, guys.
All right, so stay there. Johnny's also on the phone. How are you, Johnny?
Not too bad. No, not too bad.
What are you up to for the day?
Just working.
What do you do?
I'm a truck driver.
You're Johnny the truck driver. I like it. And what are you thinking about Tomorrowland? Have you ever been? Have you ever wanted to go?
I've never been to, but I'd love to go.
I like it.
Yeah, no one's casual about Tomorrowland.
No, it's
like bucket list, once in a lifetime, really stuff of dreams.
All right, well, Sam and Johnny, let's see which one of you is going.
Okay, so how this game works, guys, we have 10 Coke cans in studio, okay? 9 of them are empty, but one of them has your Tomorrowland prize inside. The two of you will go head to head, opening a can each until you find the tickets. And if you find an empty can, the play passes on to the other player. Okay? So, Sam, you're on line one, so you will play first. Really easy. Just pick a number between 1 and 10.
6.
Number
6.
Okay. Ooh, okay. It wasn't 6. Over to you, Johnny.
4.
So sorry, commiserations. But try and get back on.
Oh no!
I will. Thanks, guys.
So
see you later, Sam. Good luck, Johnny. You're going to Tomorrowland.
Oh my God! Yay. Yes.
Delighted.
Oh my God, Johnny, you woke up.
Oh my Johnny.
Sorry, you made light work of that. Like your first guest.
Your first guest, Johnny. Congratulations. You are going to Tomorrowland. We got your 3-day access for the festival, accommodation with breakfast, transfers to the hotel, and €600 towards your flights.
Ah, sweet. Looking forward to it now.
Oh my God,
Looking
Johnny.
Yes, you are. Who do you think you're going to bring, Johnny?
Might bring my partner.
Oh. Might.
Yeah.
If they're not listening.
If they're good.
Oh my God.
Keep her sweet.
Do. Oh, I hope you guys have an absolutely incredible time. Please send us pics.
Yes, please do.
Please send Dave a picture of the stage with the green eye.
Yes.
He really wants to see it.
Johnny, congratulations.
Will do,
you are
guys.
Off to Tomorrowland with Coca-Cola. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Johnny.
Yes.
All right, your last chance to win tickets to Tomorrowland with that whole prize of Coca-Cola Friday morning. Set your alarm. 5 to 9 this morning on the show, we've been asking you, when were your parents unnecessarily strict? And Jess was on.
So I remember a time when my mom was ridiculously strict, right? And my mom used to like show off in front of her friend and like be more strict on me just to show off. She used to wreck me head. So anyways,
That happened all the time.
Yeah,
When my dad was around his mom, he got so strict because he would want to prove to his mom, my granny,
that he
was a really good parent.
Yeah,
really
that's
strict.
Such a thing.
Sorry, go on, Jess.
I went in to get like a couple of biscuits or something nice to eat, and I was going for the Jaffa cakes. My mom was like, "You're only allowed to take 2. 2 is enough. That's all you're having." So did my sky tree without her seeing.
Yeah.
And then what happened was
I ate the
2, all grand and normal out in the garden. And then when I was eating the 3rd one, didn't I swallow the thing whole? And I choked. I was choking. I had to run, banging the door down, choking. Oh, it was definitely karma.
For taking a 3rd Jaffa cake.
She never took a Jaffa cake.
You deserve to die by choking. It's the only acceptable penance.
Ah, the 3rd one. Down the throat.
Dublin travel with Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
Jess, you learned a lesson. I guarantee it. Tamar was like, didn't I tell you?
No, you can whistle.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's do it. What's going on? Good morning. 3 minutes past nine. On Wednesday, you're with Emma, Dave and Fiona, just myself and Fiona this
morning. Hello.
I don't know if you did. Did you do like science and stuff in school?
I did ag science.
You did ag science, so not real science.
Because I love a welly boot.
You did
science. Yeah, I did farmer
science. Okay, so you're probably going to be no help to me here.
Oh, God, no.
But the most bizarre thing happened, okay? I got a new keep cup for my tea.
Lovely.
In the morning. So
I like when you it's submit
a new, yes, it's a new flask. It's metal, keeps the tea very warm.
Yeah.
And so I filled up the hot water with the in the tea bag in. I filled up the hot water all the way. And then I closed the lid. I screwed the lid on. And then I thought I'd do something that's a little bit weird. I thought I'd almost like shake it to get the tea bag to like kind of get stronger. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I didn't have a spoon, so I was like, I'll just kind of like pour it upside down.
Why didn't you have a spoon? Were you not in the kitchen?
I was in the kitchen, but I was like, I didn't have a spoon to hand. I didn't want to waste another one. So I just put it upside down and I was gonna just put it back normal size.
Oh,
what happened is something I can't explain.
Okay.
I don't understand why. Okay. And it was an almighty mess. Not the tea spilling out of the thing. It shot out like water out of a hose.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I turned it upside down and it went all over the walls. You might have seen me there cleaning the walls. I wasn't doing that for my own for my own good.
For your own penance.
For my own penance. I was cleaning because tea went absolutely everywhere. So I'm curious why the hell that happened.
Because
it was only hot water. It wasn't fizzy hot water.
I think I can kind of guess because it's like tin or whatever material that is that keeps the thing hot. Not tin, but like, is it like aluminium or
maybe.
Some sort of metal kind of thing?
Yeah.
And then it's just like very hot. Do you know, say if you pour like boiling hot water into a glass, it can smash.
Oh yeah.
I think it's probably just some sort of thing like that.
Okay, right.
I started off with confidence and then I said, shut up, Fiona.
I appreciate it. I think you're probably spot on. So there you go. I spilled tea all over the entire kitchen. So I can only apologise to everyone who is going to have a very sticky morning.
It's almost as if the old age method of a teaspoon is still worth using.
I'll use a teaspoon for now. Yeah. So there you go. Don't shake your tea like it's a juice from the before you go to the gym.
I really nearly just swore. What's wrong with you?
Your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Good morning, and it is a good morning for me.
It is.
Very soon after the show, I am off on my holidays. I am heading to Sicilia. Very exciting. So something I do usually kind of when I arrive in the airport at my destination when I'm going
rob
on
the water.
Holidays. I do rob the water.
Rob the 2 year water.
No, like when
I
get
a camera now.
I know. When I get to my final destination, like where I'm going on holidays.
Sicilia.
Yes, is I panic and say, oh God, I don't know how to communicate with anyone. I don't know how to say anything.
Okay.
And so I like quickly Google Translate a few words. And the word that I always Google first for reasons probably just because I'm an Irish woman and it's just an Irish thing always Google the word sorry.
Yeah.
It's always the first thing I word and it doesn't make sense outside of Ireland.
They don't have that the way we have.
No.
They don't like say sorry if they bump into each other.
They don't
just
say
like,
sorry
me.
If you say hello. Like I don't be like sorry, hello.
In
like,
Spain it's perdóname or pardon me.
Or like I was in Paris in November and like it's you don't walk around being like désolé. You say excuse moi.
Okay.
Do I want to be Parisian or not?
Sorry.
I actually feel like the Italians might use sorry a bit more. Scusa.
That's,
or of course
again not sorry, that's excuse me.
No, it is. I googled it sorry, scusa.
Scusi.
And then of course miscusi.
Miscusi
means excuse me.
Oh, okay.
You know, of course, ciao. I didn't have to Google Translate that one, guys. Not to brag.
Prego.
Buongiorno, prego.
Prego.
So, okay, I think I have a few of those in the bag.
Grazie.
But I was like, grazie mille. And that's all I say as well. If
you
I'm like in a taxi.
Never say grazie.
I go, grazie mille. Grazie. You know when you're getting out of a taxi, you're like, thanks so much. Thanks. I'm like, God, how do I do that in Italian? Grazie mille. Grazie mille.
Italian.
So I was looking up, what else can I learn or translate to kind of broaden my vocab when I'm over there? Because I feel like I'm going to make a load of Italian mates. So I had a look and I was like, let's Google things that are specifically Sicilian. Okay. First up, Gesù, tu ami una collina chi?
Oh, that can means, I guess where what that means?
Yeah.
Where is the Colosseum?
No, because that's in Rome, love. That means, Jesus, you'd love a hill around here. Okay.
Give it to me again.
Gesù, tu ami una collina chi?
You love a hill around here.
Okay, next up, which I think is going to get me immediately deported. Fate la salsa all'aglio.
Okay.
Fate la salsa all'aglio. Do you do garlic dip?
Yes.
Immediately gone. Okay, this next one, I'm trying to be like chill about this, but I just kind of want to know. Quel vulcano si è estuato di recente?
Oh God, I haven't even a breeze.
Has that volcano gone off recently? just wondering. And I was looking up news about Sicily, and apparently they're getting a bridge from the mainland to Sicily. So that's cool news.
To Sicily or to Italy?
Like Sicily to Italy is getting a bridge.
That's huge.
Pretty cool. So, oddio ragazza, congratulazioni per le ponte.
It was so good at the start.
Oddio ragazza, congratulazioni. Per il ponte. Oh my God, girl, congrats on the bridge. Of course, no, non sto piangendo. È solo suorde.
Oh, that was cool.
That was gorgeous.
That was good, wasn't
it? Really
and
good.
I feel like this is the one I'm going to say a lot, so it's handy. No, I'm not crying. That's just sweat. Okay, here's my last one. Scusa se non posso guardarti. Direttamente.
Very, very close to being
Sei
good.
Sei troppo bello.
Go again.
Scusa, ne son botto guarditi direttamente. Sei troppo bello.
Something about money or something, I don't know.
Sorry, I can't look directly at you. You're too good looking.
Ah, very good. you're kind of forgetting the main one. Because you're going to Sicily, right?
Sicilia.
Che ci hanno creato White Lotus.
Oh, yeah!
Is this where you filmed the White Lotus, is it?
That's the White Lotus. Or The Godfather as well.
Oh, yeah.
Here, you and the mob. I'd say they love
Please
being
don't
asked
say that.
That.
Well, enjoy your holiday.
Grazie mille.
Alex Warren, Ordinary. Beautiful people, Spin 103 with Emma, Dave, and Fiona. David Guetta playing a certain festival this weekend. It's Longitude.
Longitude!
Spin is your official Longitude station.
Let's go!
Living for it. This weekend, it's Longitude. It kicks off on Saturday. David Guetta is playing. The Sunday, 50 Cent is playing. It's going to be unbelievable. And we, Spin, are going to be there live at the Spin House Party stage. Well, we say there, all of us, we. I don't actually mean it because Fiona's barred.
I'm barred from Longitude. I would absolutely love to be there, but the reason I won't be is...
too old?
I'm too old, first of all. I won't actually physically get through the gates. I'll be bounced back. Like when someone too young tries to enter the Goblet of Fire in Harry Potter. It's like, you're too old, get out. But also, I won't be back because we're getting ready for our show that's going to be happening in Longitude. And we all each got to do a DJ mix.
Yeah,
we got to play DJ and
the
like
being like this is the Spin House Party stage, which we've acts by the way like Marty Guilfoyle is going to be there, New Era are playing, Miss Cartel, Ev Wilde, Dave Duke, Leanne Hannafin. It's going to be absolutely unbelievable, and we've been tasked to kind of create the vibe on air, you know, bring the show live. Myself and Emma obviously going to be there live from Longitude, but we were asked to come up with a mix, like some tunes of like artists who've played Longitude
exactly.
in the past, or like that kind of a vibe,
to match the energy of these incredible DJs who actually do it for their job.
Yeah, and we're going to play them on the show on the Saturday.
Yes. And we thought, why don't we take a bash at this? And so we were tasked earlier in the week with putting together a special mix. And I believe Callum's exact words, passed on from a Ciarán who was putting the mixes together, said, it can be anything you want. It can be the Macarena if you want. So I took that quite literally.
Yeah.
And I thought, let's go back through all the Longitude lineups from 2013 up until now. And I'll pick some artists that, oh my God, that's so cool that they played. And let's get a real sense of this festival over the past decade and a bit. I was swiftly told none of those songs is suitable. Please provide us with a completely new playlist by EOB.
She gave 10 songs, by the way, because obviously when we say we're going live in the mix to do our own little kind of DJ set, none of us know how to DJ.
No.
So we gave it to Ciarán, who is our producer, one of our producers here in Spin, and he put together the mix for us.
He did. But we had to just made it very jazzy and
we
very
had to give
nice.
Him 10 tunes, and he did not like your tunes.
Oh, he wasn't a fan at all. Just to say, I think I chose some bangers. I chose Vampire Weekend. I chose Jamie XX. I chose SZA. I chose loads of people who'd been on there. And anyway, he said, shove that up your arse and give us 10 new songs, which is what I did. I'm still quite happy with how my mix turned out. Would you like to hear a little bit?
I do want to hear it.
Come on.
Good so far.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Building.
Oh!
Oh!
Five.
Longitude all weekend. Spin.
In the mix with Fiona Frawley.
All right. Not flat.
Fiona Frawley.
Because she's not cool.
I like it.
So that was Dua
Lipa. Is this the approved?
That's the approved.
Oh, okay.
Because Joel Corey.
Yeah.
Of Longitude fame and more, recently remixed that classic song by J-Lo. So that was Dua Lipa's Physical going into J-Lo Get Right Reimagined.
Okay, very
by
good.
Our own Joel Corey.
I sent Ciarán. See, it's funny because I sent Ciarán an email as well with 10 songs. Again, I can't DJ and we do have to go live in the mix from Longitude on Saturday. Obviously, we're not DJs. So I sent Ciarán 10 songs I wanted him to mix down and I heard nothing back, meaning all my songs were perfectly acceptable.
Okay.
Do you want to hear my mix?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Whoa.
3, 2, 1, jump!
Shut up! Sorry!
That is Tom Grennan and Gillette, the best a man can get. Mixed with a Fiji.
What can we say other than sexism in the workplace?
I guarantee you when that is played at Longitude, that will get the entire crowd.
It will. And now my mix is terrible.
So we are going to be live from Longitude, myself and Emma, this coming Saturday from 12 o'clock. Okay, so be with us for the opening of the gates for Longitude and for our In The Mixes. I can't wait to hear yours in full, Fiona. It's going to be
Don't
great.
Don't bloody patronise me. Don't lie to my face.
All righty, Spin 103X. Golden ticket.
Well, for now.
For now, very exciting times. It's the golden ticket. We play it at this time every day with thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Who are we going to get on holidays, hopefully, today?
Katie's on to play. Hey, Katie.
Hi.
What's the crack with you for the day, Katie?
I'm just on my way to summer camp.
Oh, no way. Are you a camp counsellor or are you taking part in the camp?
No, I'm just, it's with children, small children.
Oh, very good. So you're dropping your kids to camp?
No, I'd actually just dropped my kid to her camp and I'm on the way to my camp.
What?
So what's your camp?
What's your camp?
I'm the same. It's a preschool.
So you teach at the camp?
Yes.
We got there in the end.
You made that very difficult for us, Katie.
Sorry, gosh, I know. Yes.
We love it. What's on the
That's
agenda?
That's what I'm doing.
Okay, what's on the agenda at the camp today?
So today we will be doing lots of art. It's an art day, so we have to come up with our own ideas and do that. Like yesterday was more fun. We got to go out on a little school tour.
Ooh. Katie doesn't support the arts. She's like, today's a load of shots, but yesterday we got to go out.
I don't really like coming up with art. That's too much effort.
Fair enough.
You're doing right, Katie.
All right, well, Katie, let's see.
You can just get AI to do it these days.
Let's see if we can get you out of the classroom, out of the summer camp, and onto a plane to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before, Katie?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
Probably have.
Okay. Katie, this is Spin 1038 calling.
No, I know that. I know.
Okay. Now, Katie, you're on to play a game. You know that, yeah?
No, I actually okay. didn't realise.
Yeah, okay. You text us, Katie.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Well, let me just explain.
I thought you were giving her the holiday, Dave.
Let me explain the game to you, Katie, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so basically, in essence, some songs are going to play and you need to guess them. Does that sound like something you could do?
Oh, I've actually played this before a couple of years ago.
Have you?
Amazing.
Interesting. Okay,
yeah,
so
I remember. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah, I do.
So do you remember how many seconds go on the clock?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, that's okay. It's 20.
Dave, shut up.
It's 25 seconds go on the clock and five songs and artists you need to guess. Okay, Katie, if you guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds, you'll win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. Let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, Katie, you can now swap it for a different one. I don't know if that was a rule when you were on before.
Okay,
but you can now.
Okay.
That wasn't a thing, but
yeah.
It is now. So you can now swap it if you don't know it. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song at any point, Katie, you just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Katie?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where are you from?
I'm from Dublin, but I grew up in Wexford.
Oh, very nice. What part of Dublin?
Sandyford.
Katie in Sandyford, but grew up in Wexford. The best of luck. 25 seconds
Thank
on
you.
The clock, Katie. Here we go. Song one, playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Eminem, Death Is Back.
You know, it's
Eminem.
Like a magic, like a magician's
name.
He used to escape out of stuff. But swap it if you don't know. Swap it, Katie, if you don't know.
Swap.
Okay, all right, let's swap it out. All right, that was Eminem and Houdini. But no worries, Katie.
Would you have gotten that?
No.
Then it's grand. Don't worry about it.
Perfect.
It's all good. We've reset the clock back to 25 seconds. Okay, so that is your swap gone, but it's grand. You have full 25 seconds for all the songs about to play. So there'll be a new song, one playing now in a second, all right?
All right, you can do this, Katie. Grand. I believe in you. Deep breath in, and we'll go for a brand new song, one. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
White shirt, now red, my bloody nose. Billie Eilish.
Yes.
Bad Boys.
Yes, at the clock. A1. Kate.
Well done,
that was
Katie.
Billie Eilish and Bad Guy.
And you have 18.7 seconds left, okay, for the next four songs. That's not bad going at all.
Not bad at all. Let's go for something a little bit more current for song two. Katie, it plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
They say the holy water's watered down.
Ordinary, Alex Warren.
Oh my God, amazing. Very, very good.
Alex Warren, Ordinary.
Yes, and now you have 13.5 seconds left for the next three songs. You're doing great.
Yeah, let's see if we can speed it up just a little bit, Katie, so we get a good average.
Okay.
So here we go with song three. Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Sun is falling down, time is running out, no one else around.
Any idea?
It's like a bear, and it's an activity you could be doing at summer camp.
Katie, it was Teddy Swims, and the song was called Bad Dreams.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Did you know
Are you saying for God's sake to yourself or to Teddy?
Yeah.
Katie, did you have fun?
I did, yeah. Thanks for the call.
Oh, thank you for playing and thank you for listening. Have a fantastic day, Katie.
I hope the art camp is okay. You can draw a picture of Teddy swimming if you want. That's not too painful.
Yeah, I will.
Love it. Have a great day, Katie. Good luck.
Bye, Katie.
Bye.
Good luck. Bye-bye. Ah, I like Katie.
She was a bit of crack.
I would have liked to give her the holiday, but it wasn't to be. Maybe you are the person we are giving this holiday to, but you need to register first. Golden in a WhatsApp now. The number is 087-711-1038.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go. Yes, it is. Final one before the holidays.
Oh, stop.
It's the final
time. I'll do it tomorrow for you.
Will you?
Yeah, I'll do Fiona's final thoughts tomorrow.
Oh my God, come on, do an impression.
Okay, guys, how are you doing? So, okay. Now, right.
So.
And that concludes Fiona's final thoughts for today. I actually have something really important to say. This is, in case you don't know, the segment where I get to talk about exactly what I want for no longer than 2 minutes, because otherwise we'd be taken off air. So today, I just want to say, if you're looking to improve relations in your community at all, there is a way you can do that. If you just want to uplift the mood, you know, times are tough. There's bad stuff happening in the news. It's just not great at the moment.
No, it's not.
But there's something simple you can do. You can even solve this or try this when you're stuck in traffic. If you have a dog, you can put a baby on board sign on your car and make sure that your dog peeks out the back. I was driving home last night and it was a Citroen, shout out to the red Citroen in Kimmage, that had a little baby on board sign and it had a little dog poking out. And I thought, you know what? Suddenly I feel like everything is going to be okay. But then, guys, it gets even better.
No!
There was two dogs. Two babies on board. I know this is very visual. It's up on my Instagram story.
They look like lurchers.
Give me a follow or whatever. Yeah, they are lurchers. It's Fiona Frawl. You can see these beautiful babies looking out at the Dublin skyline, the Dublin 12 or Dublin 6W, which is where we were just technically coming out of. But you know what? When you see a baby on board and you can see the back of a car seat, I'm like, boring.
Yeah.
When you see a baby on board sign and there are two beautiful beady-eyed dogs looking out, I just feel like, you know what?
I will be careful. I won't smash
it. I will be careful. I'm not going to crash into you now. Thanks very much, Sandra.
Aw, that was an incredible photo. Well done.
Did you like that one?
I loved it.
I took so many. I know it's not safe to take photos.
The two. The two is a real surprise.
Hang on, they put their heads over each other like this.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Check it out. At Fiona Frawl on Instagram. Please. Check it out. You will absolutely die. Charlie. Spin.